Hey guys, welcome to the first ever episode of the Border Brawl Brawlsters podcast. My name is Ocean Name and I'm part of the Border Brawl 6, the club. So the minimum drawing trophies is about 15,000 trophies, so if you have not that many trophies, please join. So without further ado, let's get into our first ever episode. Today I will be talking about the best gem carriers for gem grab. This is going to be part one. I'm going to do three parts of this. So the first, I'm going to do the top five gem carriers for gem grab. So at number five, we have Pam. Pam is very good for a gem carrier because she just has the healing to be able to heal all your teammates up. And her mama's hug just supports that way too much. Pam heals a lot of health for your brawlers to keep them alive, heals you so you can stay alive, hold on to those gems. She's long range, she has a lot of health, and she's just very viable and pretty good in the meta right now in Brawl Stars. So at number four, we have Surge. Now Surge is just a very, very good gem carrier. Because Surge is able to dodge shots very easily, and basically when you're a gem carrier, you're trying not to die, and Surge's mechanics and everything supports that because of his super. If you die, you lose all your super level ups, and for Surge you can jump over attacks. So Surge is just very good for dodging attacks and staying alive. Everything about him supports that. His first upgrade upgrades him to have faster movement speed so he can dodge shots. His second attack makes him have longer range so he can shoot enemies from far. And his fourth attack just makes him look cool. Really, it's not very useful. It's only useful if you have the star power to the max. But otherwise, it's not very useful because when you hit someone, there's really not going to be anyone standing next to them to get hit by those shots. So at number three, we are going to have Penny. Now, Penny is just a great, great gem carrier because Penny has a lot of area denial. Everything about her is area denial. If she shoots one of her bags of coins, anyone who's standing behind her will get hit with about the same or even more damage than the actual shot. If you heard any beeps or anything, that's just because there's a couple of things on my computer right now, so please just ignore those sounds. Anyways, Penny's mortar is just great also if you have the Balls of Fire star power. It's literally a Barley attack, and they can't step in it. Barley is all for lane denial, area denial, and yeah. So Penny's turret is a big part of her. And I feel that if you have the star power, you can win most of your games in gem grab. I strongly, strongly recommend you playing Penny in gem grab. Because if you play Penny in any other game mode, she's pretty good in Siege. Not the best anymore because Gale and Surge just kind of outshine Penny right now. But if you were to play Penny and want to push Penny to, let's say, rank 25 or rank 30, please, please play her in gem grab. Please be the gem carrier. You need to get a strong team comp, and you'll get to rank 25, rank 30, even rank 35 in no time at all. Penny is just very good to be a gem carrier, very good area denial. Everything about her is perfect to be a gem carrier, so that's why I'm putting her at number three. At number two, we're getting into the top two. These are the brawlers that I strongly suggest you playing in gem grab. These brawlers are played a lot in this game mode. These top two brawlers are pretty good in the meta right now. One of them isn't as good, but is still pretty good. So at number two, we're going to have Poco. Now, Poco is definitely better than Pam than healing because even though Poco may have less health and less range, He has much more healing, and he has more direct healing. Sorry, I dropped a pen. Anyways, he has more direct healing than Pam, and Pam's turret can be destroyed so people can't heal, but Poco can just shoot at his teammates and just basically heal them all up to max health or full health, not full health, like half health, or like three quarters health. It's just going to be a very, very viable gem carrier because you can just keep all of your teammates alive and ready to take on anyone. He is just going to be so annoying to deal with because whenever you try and kill a Brawler, Poco's going to see it, he's going to heal him up, and you're just going to keep dying. So I strongly, strongly suggest Poco being a gem carrier, not a support or a tank, well, not a tank, but, you know, as a support, because with Poco, if you're about to die, you do not think of your teammates. You don't really think of your teammates because if you're about to die, you just spam your gadget, you spam your super, you spam everything you got at them, and you're just gonna stay alive. You're not gonna die at all. If you face a Poco, you know what I'm saying. Whenever you face a Poco, he's just gonna keep staying alive. There's like, once he uses all three gadgets, you think, oh, he's gonna die now. But really, in reality, is he gonna die? Really? Do you really think he's actually gonna die? Poco is just great for gem carrier, like I said, because of the crazy, crazy heals, the crazy damage, well, not crazy damage, but crazy range, crazy super range, and everything about him. Like I said in all the other ones, but everything about Poco really, really does support being a gem carrier. Because he can stay alive, and that's the most important thing if you're going to be a gem carrier. Now, for the best gem carrier, in my opinion, and I'm watching a couple of their videos, I'm going to say that Bobby Brawl Stars, a YouTuber, he has Gene at 2,000 trophies. So, I already said it. The best gem carrier in Brawl Stars is Gene. Now Gene is just, Gene fits everything you need to be a good gem carrier. She doesn't have crazy heals like Poco or Pam, but with her Magic Puffs star power, she can heal all her allies and everyone around her. And she can just keep him alive. Honestly, I don't know if Gene is a he or she, so please tell me in the comments or whatever, leave a review. Please tell me if Gene is a he or she, because I really do not know. But I'm just going to refer to Gene as a she. Anyways, Gene has, with Magic Puffs, can heal all her allies, like I said, and everything about her fits. If Gene is losing, her super can pull the enemy gem carrier over to Gene, and her teammates will jump right in and shoot. They will help Gene out. I've never really seen a Gene where they're just alone and they pull someone in. And when you have about 600, 700 trophies, if you actually pull someone in, you know your teammates are going to help you try and destroy the brawler. Even if you know you can't, you're trying to pull them in so that you can get the gems, because chances are you're going to be able to pull them. Gene does pretty high damage, even at max level, she does 1,400 damage. That is a lot of damage reflected over three shots. That is going to be about 5,200 damage. If there are any other gem carriers, you're going to be able to kill them. Because most gem carriers don't have more than 3,000, 4,000 health, so you're going to be able to 3-shot them, maybe even 2-shot them. Another thing that makes Gene great is, again, the crowd control aspect that Penny has. And basically what I mean by that is, because if you don't hit your main attack, which you basically won't hit your main attack a lot, but when you don't hit your main attack, one main giant blob splits into a bunch of tiny little bullets. Those bullets, it will prevent them from healing. Even though you're only chipping them for about 200 damage, you are still doing damage to them. So it will prevent them from healing, it will prevent them from getting away, and slowly but surely you'll get your super. You drag them in, and they're basically dead, because like I said, there's probably going to be a teammate helping you kill that brawler. So guys, that is going to wrap it up for today's episode of the Born a Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. Today we covered the top 5 best gem carriers for gem grab in Brawl Stars. So a quick summary of what we said. At number 5, we have Pam, again, Crazy Heels. At number 4, we have Surge. Now, Surge can dodge shots, stay alive, and that's pretty good for being a gem carrier. At 3rd, we have Penny. Penny is great for crowd control. Number 2, we have Poco, who has crazy, crazy heals, Poco Loco. And at number 1, we have Jean, who combines all of these aspects and makes it one of the best gem carriers. She has crowd control. Jean has area denial. She can drag the brawler. She has heals. She has everything. She can stay alive. Jean has everything you need to be a top-notch gem carrier, and that's why I put Jean at number 1. So thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of the Born a Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. And remember, you are all born a brawl. Thank you.